Connor, how did this one look from the crease, your perspective here today?
You know, I thought we were playing hard, and I thought our game got better after the first, and we fought hard, and we showed a lot of character. I don't understand how the third one goes in. I played that perfectly in my book, so, you know, I guess it's just an unlucky night.
You guys did a good job, and you're a big part of surviving that first that push of theirs in the first and beginning of the second. Did you guys just maybe not leave yourselves enough time?
I don't know if I'd say we didn't leave ourselves enough time, because I thought we fought hard, and I think everyone was working hard and trying to do the little things, but, you know, like I said before, I think that third one just kind of killed it, and I don't know. I don't know how that goes in. I don't know what I can do differently, and I don't know. I got to watch video and got to do something about it.
Connor, on that second goal, did you think the puck had gone in even before the horn sounded, or...?
I mean, I knew I was close. I knew I was on the line. I got a good kick out, but the recoil on my foot had me guessing. So I had a thought if that was the moment, that would have been it. But I still don't see how it went in, because my foot was only about, I don't know, maybe an inch behind the line, but puck probably turned up on it.
So what goes through your mind when you hear the horn of doom go off like that?
Nothing good.
It's kind of a crazy sequence, wasn't it, when they get the breakaway with jumping the boards there, and all of a sudden I think you had four shots in a span of about 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment, and to be honest, I'm kind of confused how that puck went off my head and went straight up and back in the crease, so I don't know. I can't control everything, so we got to get better, and we can't let this affect us too much.
You're unlucky on the first one, too. I think it was Dimitri's stick that got caught around your neck or something.
Yeah, there was a stick that came into my jersey and neck area, so I wasn't able to get over it, but even then I got a piece of it, so I gave my best effort.
I can't remember the language you just used, but you said something about that third goal kind of ending things. It almost sounds like you're taking the loss on yourself despite the heroics you showed earlier in the game. Is that the case?
No, we win and lose as a team, so I don't want to put it all on my shoulders, but at the end of the day, I'm going to look at that one and I'm going to say I want that one, so... I'm going to take some responsibility of it, for sure. But at the end of the day, we're a team in here, and we do everything together.
Does it feel, Connor, like it's just tough to get any momentum really going here early in the season for you guys? You know, whether it's trading a win and a loss or unable to really string anything together so far?
You know, that's a better question for Coach. I'm here to do my job, and that's to stop pucks and get in the way. So I'm going to make sure I do that and work hard every day so I can be the best at it.
I feel like you're getting into a good rhythm. Last one, guys.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, I told you that after the first game, but you guys thought otherwise. So I just got to keep working hard and making sure that I'm giving my A-plus effort every night.